Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, yesterday was voting day for school districts throughout New York State. Our election results for Dutchess County and school budget results in Dover, the budget passed 189-38. In Pine Plains, the budget passed 339-115. And in Weebatuck, the budget passed 193-126. Additional propositions in Dover, the $8.9 million capital project passed 188-37. And in Pine Plains, their $7.7 million capital project passed 335-116. Board of Education in Weebatuck, Jessica Dicer, 245, Joanne Boyd, 234, Rick Keller Coffey, 209, and John Merwin, 179. Dicer was elected. With a list of 24 conditions in place, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously approved the Salisbury Housing Committee special permit application for a 12-unit Holly Place affordable housing project in Lakeville. That decision came Monday after a hearing that spanned dozens of hours over multiple sessions and the withdrawal of the first application. During the hearing, concerns were raised about destroying the historic nature of the site, which contains Bicentennial Park and a stone wall, traffic along Millerton Road, the massive look of the building, and the removal of needed parking space. Among others, conditions deal with parking, chimney height, window treatment, exterior lighting, exterior paint color, the loading and unloading of vehicles, and elevator. That video is available at the CATV6 website on our Vimeo link. It's also on our Facebook page. New York State investigators looking into whether the Trump Organization illegally inflated the value of its properties, including the Seven Springs estate in northern Westchester County, are now joining with the Manhattan District Attorney to examine whether any criminal misdeeds occurred. For more than 2 years, New York Attorney General Letitia James' office has been investigating the former president and his company after former Trump attorney Michael Cohen claimed they fraudulently boosted property values to obtain tax breaks and better terms on loans and insurance. Until recently, that probe had been strictly civil in nature, but by yesterday things changed. Spokesman for James acknowledged her office is now working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to probe the Trump Organization for potential criminal activity. Some meetings coming up today in Cornwall. The Board of Education will meet via Zoom at 4:15. On the 21st, their annual town budget meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, the Affordable Housing Commission will meet, that is today, at 5:30. In Kent, Board of Finance meets at 6 o'clock for their regular meeting. Conservation Commission meets at 7 p.m. Sharon, the Conservation Commission meets at 6:30. The town of Ankrum has launched the Solarize Ankrum Projects. Another webinar is scheduled for 7 p.m. today. Ankrum has partnered with Solstice Community Solar to bring affordable clean energy to Ankrum residents, town buildings, and businesses. They'll be hosting a webinar at 7 p.m. today. To share more information about how you can participate during the webinar, you'll learn how they work and how it will benefit the town. You can go to the town website for more information. In North Canaan, the budget workshop will be held tonight at 7:30. Board of Finance meeting is May 20th at 6:30, the Economic Development Committee. Region 1 Board of Education Policy Subcommittee meeting meets tomorrow at 10 a.m. via Zoom. Pine Plains Town Board meeting will be tomorrow, held at the Town Hall. Seating for that event is limited. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals in Millerton having a meeting at the Northeast Millerton Library, 28th Century Boulevard. That comes up tomorrow. Two different events being held at that meeting at 7:30, a public hearing, and additional public hearing at 8 p.m. Kent voters will decide on their budget on Friday evening, either in person at Kent Town Hall or virtually online. Selectmen agreed to hold the hybrid meeting at 7 p.m. The $12.7 million budget is not expected to incur an increase in taxes because it's 2.8% lower than the current budget. Falls Village has a town budget hearing coming up on the 21st at 7 p.m. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is being held on Saturday at the Falls Village Highway Garage on Railroad Street from 9 till noon. All participants must obtain a ticket from their town hall to participate. Participating towns include Canaan, Falls Village, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon. Participants should be ready to show your ticket upon entry from a closed driver's side window. More information available at your town hall. COVID-9 vaccinations are going to be held at the town of North Canaan on P Street on the 22nd from 10 till 4. Northwest Corner residents only, no ID or insurance required. Walk-in, no appointment needed. Pfizer first dose and J&J vaccines. A second shot will be scheduled for June 19th, 2021. For more information, call 211 or visit ct.gov/COVID-vaccine. For guests who are deaf or hard of hearing, call 711. A roast beef dinner in South Armenia on Saturday. The South Armenia Church will continue that popular annual spring event. It's takeout this year, 4 through 6 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Road in Wasaic. The cost is $15 for full takeout. Reservations requested by calling 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum has their annual roast beef dinner coming up on the 22nd. It's takeout only, $15. To reserve tickets, 518-329-0038. Make your reservation early so you'll be guaranteed a meal. The SOS Breakfast is back. Scrambled eggs, sausage, toast, coffee, tea, juice, home fries, and SOS. Sunday at 7 to 11, the VFW post in North Canaan on Route 7. It benefits the Northwest Marine Corps League Academic Awards. $10 for adults, $8 for kids 12 and under. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street, Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 34,060.66 today, the NASDAQ at 13,303.64, and the S&P 500 at 4,127.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.